Lakuta Sicha is Chelek Yud, Parsha Vayigash, Sicha Beis, the summary of the Sicha. The Pasuk tells that when the brothers of Yosef found out that he's alive and he sent his brothers back to Canaan to bring Yaakov back with them, so he said, it says in the Pasuk, and to his father he sent as follows, Kazois. He sent like this, 10 donkeys carrying the best products of Mitzrayim and 10 she-donkeys with grain. Rashi says, he quotes the word Sholach Kazais, and he says, like this number. And what is that number? 10 donkeys, etc. Then he continues and he says that what is Tuv Mitzrayim? And he says, Tuv Mitzrayim is, we find in the Gemara, that he sent him aged wine because older people appreciate, enjoy aged wine. Medrash Agada, that Medrash says, Grisim Shapulu was broken, cracked, split beans. Those are the two Rashis. So first of all, why does Kazois, when Rashi explains Kazois, what does it mean Kazois, like this number? What does it mean, like this number? What is he trying to say? What is Rashi trying to explain here? And especially that he says, and what is that number? 10 donkeys. What is Rashi trying to explain here? And in regards to the second Rashi, we have to understand, why does he first of all tell us that it's from the Gemara and from Medrash? Why does he give us the reason why he sent aged wine, but he doesn't give the reason why he sent split beans, and so on? So the general explanation of this story is as follows. What Rashi has a question about this shipment that Yosef sent to Pare. So he sent 20 donkeys filled with food. The question is, since both he and Pare told their brothers, go back home quickly and bring our father and all of his and the family back here quickly. For instance, he said, don't even bother with the kalim, don't bother packing up what you have there. All the best of Mitzrayim is here for you. Don't waste time on all these things. Come here quickly. So in other words, that the brothers were only going back for a short while to bring them back here. So why would they need so much food? Why would Yosef send such a big shipment of food if they were only needed it for a short time? The first time that they came, they were bringing food to last them for a year. But this time it's only for a short while. What do they need so much food for? So to this Rashi says that the reason that Yosef was sending this was because when Pare heard that the brothers of Yosef are here, when he found out that Yosef has this whole family and they're here, so he said, Yosef has a father back in Canaan, so he said, send the gift. I want to send the gift to Yaakov. And he sent 10 donkeys full of food as a gift. He didn't send it in order to provide them with food because they wouldn't need so much food. It was just in honor of Yaakov that he sent this magnanimous gift. So the Torah says that Sholach Kazois, that Yosef sent like this. What does he mean like this? Not Kecheshmen Azeh, means like the same amount that Yaakov sent, that Pare sent to Yaakov. Yosef thought to himself, if Pare is sending 10 donkeys full of food, I have to send at least as much, at least what Pare is sending. Kecheshmen Azeh means what Pare sent. Kazeh means that which was earlier related, that he said, Tanu Be'irchem, he told the brothers, load up your donkeys full of food as a gift. So Yosef said, I have to send at least that much. And therefore it explains why Yosef sent an additional 10 donkeys in addition to what Pare sent. He sent an additional 10 donkeys full of Tuv Mitzrayim. Now, if we're basing it on Kecheshven Hazayis means, what Pare sent, and what did Pare say to Yosef, to the brothers, Tanu Be'irchem, load up your donkeys. And how many brothers were in Mitzrayim at this point? All of Yosef's brothers, because Binyamin came this time too. So there were 11 brothers. So why did it end up being only Asara Chamayrim? If Kazois means to refer to what Pare said, so why was it only 10? So Rashi says, Umahu achesbin asara chamerim. You should know that it wasn't 11, it was only 10. What's the reason that it was only 10? Rashi doesn't have to explain because it's so obvious. The reason is because the first trip that the brothers came with their donkeys, Yosef kept Shimon back. He put him in jail for a little while until the brothers left, and he made Shimon stay with him until the brothers came back next time. What do we think he did with Shimon's donkey? He had no need for Shimon's donkey. In fact, he wanted to send back enough food for Yaakov and the family, so he certainly sent that donkey back with the brothers. Now, when the brothers came back for the second trip, how many brothers were coming back? 10. So they brought their donkeys. So, and Shimon didn't have a donkey because his donkey was sent back earlier and there was no need to bring back another donkey. So therefore it was taka only 10. That's why Rashi says, Kecheshvin Azayis, that even though we're talking about what Pare told the brothers, it was still only 10 donkeys. Then Rashi explains, in regards to what Yosef was sending, what do you send as a gift to your father? As a gift, you don't send something that a person has enough of his own, or you want to send something that he enjoys, that's something that he will appreciate. Therefore, Rashi says that from the story that he was trying to honor his father and send him something that he would enjoy, Matsina Megemara, we find in the Gemara that he sent old aged wine, because that's something that old people enjoy. But the problem with that shot is that doesn't fit so well with the words Mituv Mitzrayim, from the best products of Mitzrayim, because Mitzrayim is not really known for wine. Mitzrayim is known for Zroim, as Rashi says in Lech Lecha. They were better known for the plants that they had rather than the trees that they had. So therefore, why would this fit with the words Mituv Mitzrayim? Indeed it doesn't, but it fits better with the story that he was trying to honor him with something that he would enjoy. So therefore Rashi says there has to be another pshat in order to answer the word Mituv Mitzrayim. What was Mitzrayim known for? Plants, beans, split beans. That's something that Mitzrayim was well known for, and that was a specialty in Mitzrayim, and therefore the second pshat is that he sent split beans to his father. And over there he doesn't have to explain the reason why he sent it to his father, because the word Mituv Mitzrayim, he sent it because that's the best product that Mitzrayim has. There's no need for Rashi to explain it more than that. So therefore he doesn't give a reason. Now, why does he say that it was a Medrash Agoda? The reason he says that is because what's taka the reason that he sent split beans? Split beans is another type of food, and it's something that, like, why is that a special gift? The answer is that Yosef was planning to send a message to his father. He knew that when the brothers come back and tell the father that Yosef is alive, as joyful as Yaakov would be, he would still feel pain. Now he finds out that the brothers sold him into slavery, so that brings a great deal of pain. Or even if you say that they wouldn't tell him that whole story, but still the separation of 22 years would still bring a certain amount of pain. Therefore, Yosef was sending a message, just like he sent the message by saying Shlochani Elokim, that Hashem sent me here. What he was trying to say was that this was nothing to do, it wasn't about the brothers selling me, it was because Hashem intended that I should be here so that I would be able to provide you with life and so on. So also the gift that he sent was a similar gift. He sent a message that there are certain things like beans, they're good if you eat them whole, but they're even better when you break them into smaller pieces. He was trying to send a message, there are certain things which are best when they're separated. And in this case, Hashem felt that it was best that we should be separated, and therefore there's nothing to feel bad about because I had to do my work in Mitzrayim in order to prepare this whole thing. Interesting also that when Yosef sent wine to his father, how did he know that he was trying to send something that he would enjoy? How did he know that his father didn't have wine? Why wouldn't his father have wine? It's a hunger time, which is a good reason to send beans, which they might not have, but wine, they could have had aged wine from years before the hunger. The reason is because Rashi tells us that when Yosef and his brothers got together for the first meal, it says vayishtu vayishkiru imay, they drank together, they drank wine together. Rashi says, but until that day, from the time that they sold Yosef, they didn't drink wine for 22 years, and Yosef didn't drink wine. Now, in regards to the brothers, we might think that they didn't drink wine out of a sense of tshuva, but Yosef had nothing to do tshuva for. So therefore, he wasn't drinking wine only because of the pain of the situation. You don't drink wine when you're separated from your family, and therefore they didn't drink wine for the same reason. So if they're not drinking wine, certainly that Yaakov wasn't drinking wine. He was in even greater pain. Certainly that Yaakov wasn't drinking. He was in even more pain than the brothers. So therefore Yosef knew that he hadn't been drinking wine for 22 years. Imagine the joy when he gets a shipment of wine that Yosef sent him. That is something that he could truly enjoy.